Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
All right, as we navigate this challenge together, we all have to make sure of one thing, and that is that we don't lose our liberty, right? We always got to make sure of that in all of this. Welcome back, 855-839-1210, our number, 855-839-1210. We can't allow liberty to be destroyed, our Constitution to be destroyed because of a virus. We have to keep each other safe. We also have to keep our Constitution safe, and that is very, very important. I want to welcome to the program a great friend of freedom, a great friend of mine, a great friend of yours. You've heard him on several shows, including Mark Levin's show just the other day. Mark Meckler is the president and co-founder of the Convention of States Project. Hey, Mark, welcome back to Philadelphia. How have you been?
Good morning. Good to be with you. And I wish I could actually be in Philadelphia. Unfortunately, we're all locked down, right?
Yeah, you can't be anywhere. So this is about as bad. And if you were in Philadelphia, there's nothing you could do. So it would be kind of pointless. You know, you could walk around a little bit, but not really. So, you know, the phone is fine, I guess, for today.
That's as good as we're going to get right now. That's for sure.
Your birthday was March 10th. And then all of a sudden, the world changed on like March 12th. Huh? So happy late birthday.
Yeah, look, the world changed. You said something really important, Rich, in your opening there. I think we need to be cautious and make sure we're not losing our liberty right now. And I fear we are, honestly. I think people need to be very cautious about just listening and doing everything the government tells us to do. And I'm not telling people not to be safe. I want to be really clear about this. I'm saying we should have an attitude of defiance and practice common sense compliance.
Yeah, and you know, Mark, what I've been saying is that we, the people, are voluntarily agreeing to be in our homes. We're agreeing to this because we, the people, are in charge. I get tired of hearing these governors and mayors ordering us to do things and threatening us with fines and imprisonment. That's not how this is supposed to work, and I get really tired of them acting right now like they're our parents.
Yeah, and I think it's actually very, very important that you're saying those things, Rich. And again, always with the caveat that we should practice common sense. I trust the American people to do that. When on the rare occasion when I've been out and about, that's what I see going on. It's not because of the threats. It's because people understand that there is an actual real danger out there, and so they're behaving accordingly. But, you know, you have places where they're doing things like 5 p.m. curfews and lock you down. This is going on in Guilford County, North Carolina right now. That's just straight-up unconstitutional. You can be out in your car. You're not going to do any damage. You're not going to cause anybody any trouble or any risk. And so I say that's unconstitutional. And don't comply if it's unconstitutional, and you can do it safely.
Yeah, absolutely right. And at a lot of these, like in New Jersey, for example, they just busted 10 people at a party at their own house, 10 people at their own house celebrating something, including a 99-year-old man. I don't know what that does other than hurt morale and hurt the American psyche. We're cooperating because we want to do the right thing. We're not cooperating because of threat and intimidation. And what I worry about, Mark, as this goes on, is that people will lose the sense of hope and optimism that makes America America, and they won't do the right thing anymore because they'll think there's no point to it. Draconian lockdowns only make that more of a realistic possibility, in my opinion.
I think you're absolutely correct, and there's a balance that can be struck, and I'm not always a fan of his, I have to say, but our governor here in Texas, Governor Abbott, right now is striking that balance. So he's been very clear. What he is doing is he's saying, I am suggesting that people stay at home. I'm not demanding it. And if the local authorities want to do something other than that, look, they have that authority as local authorities. But as the governor, these are the things I am suggesting you do. And right now, by the way, per capita, I believe that Texas has the lowest cases per capita by state population.
Mark Meckler joins me. He is the president of the Convention of States Project. We lost a good friend recently, and I had the pleasure of having Senator Tom Coburn with me in person. We did an event together a couple years back. He was a real warrior, and he'll be missed.
Yeah, you know, Tom was a very close friend of mine. We spent the last 5 years traveling on the road together, promoting the Convention of States Project. And I have to say, probably the most extraordinary man I've ever met. He was one of a kind. He was America's greatest living statesman. He was known in Congress as Dr. No. I think that's overly negative, but here's the reason. Because if you proposed something, if you wrote a bill that was unconstitutional, he was going to find a way to stop it. He was the guy that was going to say no. No matter how popular it was among the congressmen, if there was pork and waste and fraud and abuse in it, he was going to find a way to stop it. He was always true to his principles, and I spent a lot of time with him, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, traveling on the road. That was a man who lived what he talked about.
I know he died on March 28th, I believe, right? Cancer, a long-time fight with cancer.
Yeah, so March 28th. But look, Tom had been fighting cancer since he was 38 years old. He was 72 years old when he died. And it's when I really started working with Tom 5 years ago, he'd been re-diagnosed with cancer. He'd gone through 4 bouts of cancer. And he told me early on, look, Mark, here's what's going to happen. This cancer is incurable. Either the cancer is going to kill me or the drugs are going to kill me at some point. But I'm going to fight as long as I possibly can. I'm going to fight all the way to the end. And he did. He was an extraordinary sort of study in courage. If you want to see what it means to be tough, look at Tom Coburn. I was on the road with him so many times, Rich, when I could tell how bad he was hurting. In the end, the cancer was eating his bones. It had metastasized. He had lesions, bone cancer lesions on his femurs, could hardly walk, and he insisted on continuing to work. And I would try to get him to take time off. And it's not that he was a workaholic. It's that he thought he was doing something important. He wanted to use every moment on earth. And he would say to me, Mark, I could be miserable and in pain at home, or I could be out here doing something important. I'd rather be doing something important.
Of course, the Convention of States Project, you've traveled the country. This is a very important thing. I've supported it early on. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would, Mark.
Yeah, look, Tom left the United States Senate 2 years early because he said they could never fix the problems that ail the country in the Senate. And he had an obligation to his kids and his grandkids and all of his fellow countrymen to do something. D.C.'s out of control. We just passed a $2.2 trillion spending bill, the biggest in human history.
And they're talking about doing another one.
Well, they are going to do another one. I have no doubt it's going to be between $2 and $4 trillion more. And Tom would have been appalled seeing all this. And we've been doing this forever. This is nothing new. I mean, this is the biggest one ever, but we've been doing crisis spending and deficit spending forever. We're $24 trillion in debt. It'll be $26 trillion. We're $140 trillion in debt in off-book liabilities. That means things that we've committed to that we haven't spent yet. And it's never going to end. These guys stay in Washington, D.C. for 20, 30, 40 years, and people don't like that. They're never going to limit their own terms. They won't balance the budget. They won't give the power back to the people that actually belongs to us. So we're going to have to take it. And the way we do that is using Article 5 of the Constitution, calling a convention of states, getting together as states, and rebalancing the power between the federal government and the states, taking away the power that they've usurped from us. And we have the right to do this without Congress's approval or the president or the courts. We can do it. It takes 34 states to call a convention. So far, 15 states have called for that convention. We would have got probably a bunch more this year, but all the state legislative sessions have closed down.
And I want to remind people, this would not be an open convention where anybody could propose anything. There are three specific amendments that the Convention of States Project is proposing, and those are the only three that would be discussed during the convention, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So the only things that can be discussed are anything that would impose term limits on congressmen and, frankly, all federal officials, anything that would impose a balanced budget amendment or fiscal restrictions, stop them from spending like madmen, and anything that would impose what we call scope and jurisdiction restrictions on the federal government that would take power away from the federal government and return it to the states and the people. Those are the only things that can even be discussed in convention. And, Rich, it's important that people remember, in a convention, the convention has exactly zero power. All they can do is make suggestions to the states, and if the majority of states in a convention decide to suggest something, then it goes out to the states for ratification, and it takes 38 states to ratify anything that comes out of convention.
Yeah. Mark, when this ends, I'd love for you to come to Philadelphia. Let's do an event together, and we'll have a toast to Tom, Dr. Tom Coburn, and we'll talk more about the Convention Estates Project, because I want to make sure we keep going on this. I don't want to let the momentum stop, okay?
Yeah, I'm with you. And by the way, folks can go to conventionestates.com, and they're going to see up there the legacy page for Tom Coburn. Watch the video, see what kind of man he was, and I'll tell you, Rich, I'll spend the rest of my life trying to live up to that.
Mark Meckler, please follow him on Twitter. He's a good man, at Mark Meckler. You're a patriot and a true friend, sir. And God bless the Coburn family, and God bless you for your loss. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks, Rich. God bless.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.